Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Baseballers! Welcome back. Another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington. We're at DALE007 on Twitter. You can find me there as well as in the forums and articles of hoop-ball.com. Speaking of which, this is a hoop-ball.com presentation. hoop-ball.com. Now, what you need to do after you go to those Twitter handles and follow us, speaking of which, check out at hoop-ball tweets also. It's a motherboard. Hello, new listeners. Welcome in. Can't wait to do today's show. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a little bit of a recap, a little bit of a preview. We got some baseball. Can't believe it. Wager pass plays yesterday went 3-2 for plus one unit. Missing on the over 7.5 and the Miami Marlins underdog play of plus 130. Over 7.5 in the Yankees Blue Jays game. Sorry. Went to extra innings and we still didn't even hit. So that's saying something. Just wasn't our day on that side. Guess we can't blind bet the Yankee Stadium overs. I loved it. I loved opening day. I'm going to tell you a lot of why, though. There's a lot of integral connected things. A lot of firsts for me, a lot of firsts for HoopBall. You know, this is like the first opening day, MLB opening day, that I've been the head of a gaming division. I've had a podcast. I've had a platform to make picks, multiple platforms, you know, thanks to TallySite, Action Network, which TallySite's our affiliate, but Action Network is not, just a tool that I use. But nonetheless, very exciting. Very exciting. We had the Royals trifecta hit. So if you listened to the podcast and took advantage of that, that was a fun one. Royals money line, Royals to cover the spread at plus 120. And then also over 9. There's 24 runs scored in that game. Easy, easy, easy over. It was 5-5 in the first inning. Should have lightning bet the over. Holy cow. Anyways, you got to go to hoop-ball.com. Check it out. You got to make sure that you're in there because that's where a lot of these bets are going. A lot of these picks, a lot of these plays. If not there, then within Discord. And that's a reason more to even have some of our premium content. The HoopBall 360, the Wager Pass. HoopBall 360 is $12.99. It's all of our products. The DFS Pass, the Fantasy Pass, as well as the Gaming Pass. Wager Pass. Can't even say the right thing for my own product. Oops. You got to do it. You got to, I mean, you don't got to, but I think you should. I think you oughta. You ain't got to, but you oughta. There we go. If you ask a Boston, that might sound like he's saying, if you ain't a gator, you're an otter. All right. Anyways, got off on a little tangent there. We are growing, but we need the continued help and support. I'm just, if you couldn't notice, I'm getting all the backfill stuff in at the front end of the show, while mixing in some recap stuff. But honestly, seriously, 5-star reviews are going to be helping us so much here in the next couple of months. We are cracking top 15 on gambling, betting, podcasts for iTunes or Apple Music, whatever the hell it's called these days. I never was an Apple person, so I'm sorry there. I'm not savvy. I'm not privy. I do know 5-star reviews helps us on that. And it helps the algorithm a little more if you include words. So we're encouraging folks to include in at least 10 words and a 5-star review or, you know, whatever, your true review. But 5-star reviews are going to be what's going to be able to get you into the cash prize money drawing. And that's right. Real dollars. So screenshot those, send them on our way. You can get them to me. You can get them to HoopBall, support@hoop-ball.com. If you want to email them, Dan, he's more than happy to help, @DanBespris, Papa Dan. So anyways, I think today's show will obviously be baseball heavy, even though, and I don't know how this happened, I'm the number one picker on Tally Site for the week this week on in NBA games. No clue how this is happening. No clue. I did pick Detroit straight up and Detroit plus the points last night. I hit the trifecta with Oklahoma City a little while ago. I had Orlando winning last night and Orlando plus 10.5 on Tally Site. So Detroit winning was not a good thing. They got whomped. Oh, cool. I hit a trifecta in the Dallas-Boston game. Took Dallas straight up plus 2.5 and under 222. With all the threes that they were hitting in that game, that was shocking to see that go. Okay, so since I'm on Tally Site, let's make some baseball picks. We're going to run through some baseball now. We are going to run through baseball. And we'll preview some stuff up. I'll make sure to talk about who's pitching. We did have the postponed game yesterday of Baltimore and Boston. Obviously, I'm on the Boston side of this one. For those who are not aware, I will be picking every single Boston game. I'll have a play. I'll have a pick. I'll have an opinion. I'll have an established pick or side or total or something on every single Boston Red Sox game and every single Kansas City Royals game this year. I had 3 plays in the Royals game yesterday. I'm starting off the year 3-0 in Royals games. That's a good start. See how it goes with the Red Sox. John Means. Okay, so a couple days ago, Blake and I talked about this game because it was in our opening day 2-hour mega show. And if you're bored, go back, listen to that, listen to our conversation, and then look back on the games and see how they played out because I, you know, we did a really good job. That's, I'll just say that. We did a good job. And I really like the results that we had yesterday. I know some folks within Discord and whatnot had a little rougher day. Opening day is tough. It's a monster. It's an animal. That's why people collect data for a reason. But hey, Vegas is collecting data, and if they're vulnerable too, we got to try to take advantage of it. So yeah, we do have John Means, Nathan Eovaldi going against each other. John Means being the lefty. A lot of money, a lot of heavy money coming in on Baltimore early. Sharp money. Seeing a projective grade of their money line at plus 151 having an actual true value of plus 137. Where I'll be sticking my hat in the cap in the ring is going to be over 9. And just like Michael Scott, yes, I am ready to get hurt again because AL East teams, trying to remember right off the top of my head yesterday, but Yankees Toronto went under. Baltimore Boston was delayed. Toronto, their game went under. Or I'm sorry, Tampa Bay, their game went under. So what? That's, yeah. All AL East teams went under yesterday. But there is some major shade to this at minus 125, so we're going to be spending a quarter. Which, hey, I've been messing with these little extra juice plays, the shade sides lately, especially if it's a play I have a strong opinion in. And look at me go. Yeah. Looking at finishing March Madness at above 65%. Looking to destroy baseball this year. we're just in store for some really fun seasons ahead of us, y'all. And days. A day. We have a fun day ahead of us. So this Boston-Baltimore game, I don't think anyone wants me to spend another 2 minutes on it, but I want to just see if there's any huge value anywhere throughout, you know, this whole thing. So I'm just kind of looking at some team totals, some first fives. And here's one I'll toss out there. I'm not saying I absolutely love it. Boston over 2 runs in the first five. You probably will get it at minus 130 to minus 135 juice. But it's John Means. Let's look and see who's got some success historically against this guy. And then we'll move on. I should have done this beforehand. But I was so excited about this show that I just couldn't reel in any kind of cohesion or constructive, like, you know, borders. So organization out the window. Yeah. The Boston Bats have a lot of exposure. JD Martinez hitting .286 and 14 at bats with 3 homers, 6 ribbies. Xander Bogaerts, .429, 14 at bats, 2 homers, 5 ribbies. And then the Baltimore batters, they've got a lot of looks and a lot of exposure to Eovaldi. So familiarity can breed runs. Not a lot of home runs, only 1 home run given up between the combined. Wow. But the Baltimore batters have a combined 70 at-bats against Eovaldi. Only 1 home run out of those 70 at-bats for Eovaldi. And only 5 RBIs. So Eovaldi pitches pretty damn well against, you know, these bats for Baltimore. Now, there are some different names to point out for Baltimore, you know, they've lost a couple guys. Hanser Alberto left, obviously. And then obviously we got to root for Trey Mancini coming back from cancer, leukemia, I believe it was. Ryan Mountcastle, a big prospect, will be playing. And look for him. He's got a 667 average, three at-bats against Eovaldi, so early success. Freddie Galvis joined the Baltimore team, and he's pretty much just a defensive middle infielder. Austin Hayes, pretty awesome name to have there for you. Mikel Franco coming over from the Royals. So I think we can be done with this Baltimore-Boston game. You get my gist. I like Eovaldi's history against all these batters. I like John Means getting roughed up by specifically Xander Bogaerts, J.D. Martinez. You got Hunter Renfroe, good old veteran in there. Don't expect Rafael Devers to continue hitting piss poorly against John Means. He's got to get something. And then you got Bobby Dahl back and Franchi Cordero as far as some really exciting prospects for the Boston Red Sox. So here we go. We are going to roll with over nine. And then let's go ahead and do Boston to just win the first five. It's a pick. It's minus 125. No. We're doing over two. Over two. And then we'll roll with that. So, all right. Entirely too much time on that first game. I apologize. But hey, it didn't happen yesterday, so I needed to make sure that the angles in an updated fashion were taken care of properly. Not as much daytime games today, only one, in fact, at the 1:10 start for that Baltimore-Boston game. The next one is going to be the 6 o'clock, 10 p.m., 6:10 p.m. Oh, that was a weird way to say that. Ryan Yarbrough, Pablo Lopez, Tampa Bay minus 120 on the money line. I like that. You know, we were on the side of Miami yesterday, but I think Tampa Bay honestly just matches up really well against them. I'm going to also play the under or here. I've got an updated money line and there's a lot better value in it. So we'll just update with minus 110. I was looking at this yesterday at minus 120. So of course I'll take my dime. I'm looking for a dime. That's top of the line. All right, sorry, never mind. Under 7.5. I mean, the pitching staffs, what can you say? The types of offense, you know, they don't hit for explosiveness. They hit for a chance, you know. So, Marlins, typically not very, very strong against lefties, dating back to last year. Ryan Yarbrough, I think he can impress. And this Miami, I think the Marlins team, this Marlins team is honestly just going to struggle with producing runs. They're going to struggle with that. So I don't have a ton of trust within them right now. Because, I mean, it's early on. They struggled with runs in the spring. I know spring, we talked about this, Blake and I, you know, I lost a half of a gasket over the spring training stuff and the every game matters debate. And well, we saw this last year with the Marlins. You know, they didn't rely on crazy, heavy, potent offense. Tons of arms. They're the fish with arms. So, real fun Florida matchup. Rays, Marlins, battle of the ocean, aquatic competition, aqueous death match. Ryan Yarbrough is a stud. Lefty added some stuff in the offseason to his arsenal, cleaned some stuff up. Obviously, this is a good bounce back spot for Miami. Miami losing yesterday 1-0. But, you know, I think they'll get the third one. I think they'll have a better chance getting the third one. So, that's how I'm feeling on that. On tally side, I've got it picked as such. Tampa Bay minus 111. Under 7.5 minus 113. Moving on. Dodgers, Colorado. Rockies getting the win yesterday. How about that? How about that? Trevor Bauer is going to be making his Dodgers debut. The right-handed pitcher that is just completely powerful. Freak pitcher. Cinzella pitching for the Colorado Rockies. Antonio Cinzella. He's a righty as well. Lots of runs scored yesterday. Currently, the Rockies are in first place of the NL West. They hold a one-game lead over the Dodgers in the division. Sorry, after today, we probably won't be able to say that again. So I've got it on record. And yeah, that's my hot take. Obviously, you're looking to back the Dodgers here. I mean, this is a back spot of the Dodgers. Bounce back, you know, what have you. Now, just like the AL East being unders yesterday, the under squad, this NL West division featured games where some teams went over. Almost all of them, in fact. Actually, all of them. All of them did, if I remember right. Because we had Dodgers, Rockies, San Fran, and Diamondbacks, Padres. Yeah, every game went over. It's in Colorado. We all know the myth, the legend about all that stuff. Runs, Colorado. And hey, I wanted to point out, watch for the ball to be lively this year. I've already noticed it. Just the way it's coming off bats on weak contact. The zip it's got through the infield. They said it was going to be dead this year. When the MLB says that shit, it's the opposite. It's the opposite because they want their fan bases to be like, you know, surprised and ooh and ah. No, that's a live ball, buddy. That is a live ball. It's livelier off the pitcher's hands. You can tell. If you've played baseball, you can tell. If you've watched a ton of baseball, you can tell. If you love baseball, you can tell. Radio broadcasts, like hearing the ball, you can tell. That is a live baseball. I don't think we need to dig into the Dodgers-Rockies too much. I mean, it's probably a game I'm not going to be too invested in. For contrarian's sake on tally site, you know, and this is a dumb one, probably dumb, but I've got Colorado winning again, you know, plus 231. They're only getting 10% of the picks. Over 11.5. So, nothing exciting. But, you know, I've got to use it some way. And, you know, we are a part of our gaining data. So we gain data on not only the picks and plays that we put in, but, you know, on us. So as bettors, as the type of bettor that we are, or type of mind that we have towards numbers or our comfort zones and whatnot. So, you hear me talk about it a lot, but the psychology of betting and the perception of risk and the gratitude of reward and just all kinds of different tones like that are very, very interesting within my views of how I, you know, just derive my picks and how I gain my intelligence sounds weird, but like, you know, my intellect, my data, you know, my numbers, my whatever. Everyone's got a name for it, a word for it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I mean, I said over 11 and a half. It's already showing over 12. Obviously, it's in Colorado, so the over is just going to be talked about and beat like a dead horse. Over 4.5 for Colorado. I ain't looking at that and shivering, you know. It's at -102, so we get some good odds on it. You know, Bauer's making his debut. He hasn't spent a lot of time pitching in Colorado. Now, I know he depends on strikeouts a lot, and contact's not really made when he pitches, and he's a buzzsaw. But, hey, if contact is made, he's got crazy velocity. So that could combine with some distance. First fives. Under 6.5 in the first five at -115 looks pretty interesting to me in this one. Because I do believe Colorado's offense is going to struggle the first 2-3 times through against Trevor Bauer. And since Zell is a decent enough pitcher to do his part, in my opinion. So I actually like that a lot. And if you want to buy up to the even seven just to get that extra hook and then maybe go to -120, then hey, let's do that. But hey, yeah. I really, really, really like that play on it. Did not know that was going to be in there. Cool. All right. See, we found something. When you're not looking, you find something. Or has it? When you're not looking for anything, you find something. Great grandma used to say that. Great grandma G. Chicago. Los Angeles. Angels. I'm honestly just gonna start calling. I'm referring them to them as the Anaheim Angels. Yeah, because it's way cooler. They're probably going to move back there eventually. It's where they technically are. I mean, it's like they never left. They just changed their name. They did like a zip code switch or some shit. Anyways, Lucas Giolito looked really good last night. I thought he was going to throw a no-hitter. It just would have been the thing to do. Kid's good. And he's got a fun name. Giolito. However, the Angels picked up the win, scoring 2 in the 8th. And we're seeing that White Sox offense struggle without Eloy Jimenez early on. Lucas Giolito went 5 1/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. Bundy went 6 innings. 6 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, 1 walk, 6 Ks. And the bullpen guy that blew the game for the White Sox. His name was Bummer. His first initial is A. So that is A. Bummer. I went to bed. White Sox were winning. They were in complete control. We talked about Baltimore, Boston. We talked about Tampa Bay, Miami. We talked about Los Angeles and Colorado. Going to talk real briefly about the last few games. Just to be real brief on the San Fran-Seattle game. Just because, you know, I'm just going to be real brief on it. Real quickly, over an 8.5. It's up even money. I got over 8.5 at even money. San Francisco plus 110 also. So we got some plus money bets within the San Fran game. That game was exciting last night. The Mariners walked it off. I gave out San Fran first five pick at plus 120, I think it was, in the Discord. And then I also gave out over 7.5 for the full game. And so, yeah, I almost put him in the wager pass. I didn't. I just kept him in the Discord instead. So here's a little 2-0 Discord banger there. All the more reason to join in. And then lastly on that, I just think San Fran, after getting walked off on, going to be really, really determined today. Their bats looked really good. You know, they did really well against a lefty bat, which they hit well against lefties. Yaz hits good. Austin Slater hits lefties well. Buster Posey always has in his career. Donovan Solano, Mauricio Dubon. I mean, all their guys are really talented against lefties, and now they get another one in Yasiel Kikuchi. You got Johnny Cueto, Mr. Johnny on the spot, who's been on this spot before. The guy can pitch still, and look for him to come out. And look for the Mariners to drop this one, and we're looking at over some runs. So, yeah, that's how I feel about that one. That's going to be my last game that I'm strongly, strongly opinionated on. I dropped the Houston bet from my card last night, which I shouldn't have. Shame on me. Houston ended up winning. And it's going to be hard for me to back them tonight because I do like this Luxardo kid that pitches for Oakland. Mainly, I want to see how Javier does for Houston. I want to see how Luxardo does for Oakland. This is an interesting matchup as far as baseball and pitching, in my opinion. I want to see how the managers handle their platoons the second day. And then also, Houston got a lot of late game runs last night. So I think something popped open that wasn't supposed to for Oakland. And I'm looking for Bob Melvin to correct that. Another thing to keep an eye on, losing Marcus Semien as a defensive measure there in the infield. He went to Toronto. That's going to be a big loss right there. So keep an eye on that for Oakland. As much as I do love the A's, as much as I want them to just get over the hump as that small market team and have some great, great success in the World Series, they just got to figure health out and then figure getting over Marcus Semien. Arizona, San Diego. You know, this is a game yesterday that I didn't talk much about. Padres ended up winning, but this game, you know, each team allowed the other team to score like four runs at a time, multiple times, or multiple runs all throughout the game. So, staying away from this one again. If I was going to look at it, I'd say over 8. It's heavily shaded right now to minus 120, and that 8's come down from the 8.5. Just because this Arizona bullpen and pitching in general is, oof. San Diego still obviously needing to figure out their bullpen issues. Blake Snell's pitching today, the lefty. He could dominate. He could. So we'll see. Wrap it up with the White Sox and the Angels. Keuchel, Heaney. I wish I had an opinion for you on this one. I don't. I'm going to pick the Angels on tally site over 8.5. I think these offenses want to break out. Trout, Yoan Moncada. You know, they didn't score a lot last night. There wasn't a lot of explosive, exciting offense. So look for over 8.5. Los Angeles, or I'm sorry, I correct it. The Anaheim Angels. Yes, Angels and Angels fans. You're still the Anaheim Angels. You're going to be the Anaheim Angels. Might as well embrace it. And besides, Anaheim Angels. Like, that's pretty cool looking. I remember that's what it was growing up, you know? We had the Expos. We had the Anaheim Angels. The Houston Oilers. The Seattle Supersonics. We had all of them. We had the New Orleans. No, we do have the Charlotte Hornets now. V2, but you know. Anyways, the New Jersey Nets. Yeah, so I'm going to roll with the Angels on tally site. 100% of picks are going on Chicago, so it's a contrarian play for me. I think I'm just going to keep rolling Houston here. I didn't look at them on tally site, and I know we talked about the game already. But they're plus 127, plus 1.5 on the spread line. Why not? Over 8, 100% of pickers are doing under 8. I might as well just roll with that 100%, stay with the populace a little bit. San Diego to win outright. I'm not taking them to cover. They didn't yesterday, but I'm going over 8. San Francisco. And I'm sorry, I'm just updating my tally site picks, even though we literally just talked about this stuff. So there we go. Try to get me a San Francisco trifecta. Picks are in. Okay, let me talk about some wonderful people, about the sponsors of ours, and we will talk some NBA, and we'll wrap the show up. So real briefly, I want to talk about your holes. Yes, your manholes, the holes of which hair grows out of and from. Holes of which that need to be trimmed and cleaned up. You hear this? Those are clogged holes. My nostrils are clogged. Vince, however, does not have clogged nostrils. Vince yesterday, Mr. at VM Center, on the marvelous show he did with Keith. Follow Keith on Twitter, at Keith Ginsburg with a G1. And check him out. New great addition to prop betting for the HoopBall team. Great show yesterday, gentlemen. Great show yesterday. Loved it. Anyways, Vince's holes a lot more clearer, a lot more airier than mine. And mine a lot more hairier than his. So you fix that by doing what Vince did and getting the weed whacker with a nice lithium battery and dual heads. Takes care of all your holes and it doesn't tug. That's the best part. I hate getting my ear hairs and my nose hairs and my gooch hairs pulled. No one likes that. No one likes their gooch tugged. No one. So, how do we fix this, gentlemen? We go to manscaped.com. We use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL 2-0. Hoop ball 2-0. You get free shipping. You get 20% off. You buy the weed whacker. You take care of your holes. You get airy holes, not hairy holes. And then you breathe better, you hear better, you feel better. We should honestly just change the name of the website and everything to Hoop Balls. Hoop Balls, take care of your balls. Get your lawn mowed. Manscaped.com. And then real quickly, y'all got to know where to place the bets. MyBookie.ag, that's where we do it. That's where we encourage you to do so. Get on there. Get inundated, get rolling with some Bitcoin, easy in and out transactions, get your money quick, get your winnings. We had a crazy odds boost yesterday, free $25 for any team scoring a run in the Dodgers-Rockies game. It was plus 100 on the odds. Of course, a team's going to score over a run. So we cashed in on that. Odds boosts throughout the year are phenomenal. We cashed in on about $400 worth of free physical money that had zero rollover ties to it during the college football season. Easy cash out, easy cash in. Take care of it. Use the bets that we put out on here. Check out the MLB betting previews for Blake and I at Blake LaWatch. Check him out. Another great contributor here at Hootball. And then get that rolling. Use promo code HOOPBALL when you sign up. Let them know that we sent you, because we are a growing. Don't forget, we've got the, if you want to call it a challenge, the 5-star challenge. Leave a 5-star review, leave a few words, screenshot it, send it on over. You're going to get a chance to get some free money. So do that. Real briefly on the NBA side, I'm just going to go ahead and pull my picks up on Tally site because, well, somehow I'm the number one picker this week. So not sure how that's happening. Right now, pretty easy peasy for me. I'm usually a light NBA person. I haven't had an NBA play in the wager pass in a while. So I think I'm 21-20 on the year. I was heavy at the beginning of the year, and then college ball completely took over and I fell off of NBA. But I have personally been playing some NBA lately, and I've been doing decent. And I've been still tracking data and making picks on the Action Network and making my Tally site picks. So I'm trying to keep an ear to the pulse of the NBA. And tonight, you know, I like Golden State bouncing back. I know it is a bounce back, back-to-back game, but Golden State plus 108 against Toronto. Golden State plus 2.5, obviously, because I think they'll win. So I like Golden State in that regard. Boston, obviously, outright against Houston. And I'm running through my Tally site right now. So, you know, this is going to be a little less pure bet focused on the NBA stuff. Over 223.5 in that game, you know, why not? We'll take the over because Houston is absolutely garbage. And Boston, well, they are going to want to score a lot of points after their game against Dallas. So speaking of Dallas, straight up minus 220. I'm not telling you take the money line pick. I'm telling you what it is on Tally site. Dallas minus 5.5. They're rolling right now. Luka's going to have a big game. Over 213.5, 100% of pickers are picking the under. So I'm going to be contrarian. I'm going to try to get some exposure in a different way. And I'm going to go over 213.5 based off of Dallas being able to produce offense. Charlotte Pacers under 223. I'm going to go ahead and throw Charlotte plus 4 in there. Indiana's been playing pretty bad lately. Sabonis had to come out of the game recently, came back in, so he may not be 100%. A couple other guys are banged up. They're down Brogdon still, if I'm not mistaken. So some guys in and out, Plus 13.5 for Chicago. I love the Bulls, so why not? Rolling with that. I'm rolling with the why not philosophy. Utah minus a lot. Straight up, sure, under 228. Without LaVine, if he's out, then obviously less points scored. Atlanta, New Orleans. Atlanta won last night against the Spurs in overtime. New Orleans is going to get the gassed Hawks, and I think New Orleans wins. Plus 107 here on the tally site. New Orleans plus 1.5 also. Over 223.5. Tired legs translates to worse defense. And so there we go. Oklahoma City plus 12.5. No, I'm going to go actually roll with the Phoenix Suns minus 12.5. I don't do it very often. I don't back the Suns very often. I tend to stay away from their games because they're such a hard, weird team to figure out. But I'm going to try to go for a Phoenix trifecta going all across the bottom line. Phoenix straight up. Phoenix minus 12.5, under 219.5. So that was some lightning NBA. How'd you like it? Probably not that much, but it's a little something. You know, with me, you're not going to get a heavy can of NBA worms. So it is what it is, y'all. But I did give something. I'm in the middle of some very intense playoff spot seeding things. My team's been faltering a little lately. I lost SGA. I made some trades. I got SGA. I got Chris Middleton. I got that on top of having DeJounte Murray and Brandon Ingram and Vooch and Valanciunas and James Harden. And I picked up Thad Young a while ago. He's a top 60 guy in our league. It's 11 cat with offensive rebounds and assist to turnover ratio, double doubles. So, you know, I've got Nikhil Alexander-Walker in there now, and Gordon Hayward and Terry Rozier, Dante DiVincenzo. So I've got a decent little squad, decent little squad. But man, I went from first to third in the last 2 weeks. Just I went against the previously number one team the week before. I took the number one spot, lost to him by a category. 6-5. Then I lost to the now second place team, then third place team, 6-5, one category, lost some games from James Harden. And yeah, so it, and a couple other guys, SGA. So last 2 weeks, just kind of crushed me. I was hoping for that first round bye. I'm in a battle right now. Just keep losing games, Brandon Ingram. So I'm hoping I get it out of the way. And if I get a 3 or 4 seed, then I can just kind of get back right in the playoffs. I'm not really sweating it too much because I know I've got a great team. And then looking at the other teams in the playoffs, it just sucks not having SGA. So, and I can't really drop him because it's a keeper league and I just traded a third round pick for him. So, yeah. But we need to wrap this one up so I can get it on out to y'all. Hopefully we get it out early. And, well, don't forget the promo codes. Don't forget the website. Don't forget me at DALE007 on Twitter. Don't forget the show at Hoopball Gaming. And also don't forget to just say hi with a, you know, 5-star review. Leave that, drop it, say a few words. Let us know how we're doing. If it's bad, if it's something you need to get some constructive criticism suggested out on, do it. Let us know. We are open ears. Open ear policy. So, with that, I bid you adieu. I'm sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. Let's have a positive day. Let's go out there. Be safe. Be kind. And win some money.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.